Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. A man alleged to be shooting at a residence in Johnson Valley with an illegal rifle was arrested over the weekend, along with his brother. Deputies from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Morongo Basin Station responded to reports of shots heard in the area of Old Woman Springs Road and Coyote Trail in Johnson Valley. They report arriving to find Richard Sanchez, 24, shooting a short-barrel rifle at a neighboring residence. Deputies say that Sanchez told them the residence was only occupied infrequently. During the investigation, deputies say they contacted Richard's brother, Nicholas Sanchez, 22, who was found to be in violation of his parole. Deputies arrested Richard Sanchez for investigation into shooting at an inhabited dwelling and possession of a short-barrel rifle. He was booked into the Morongo Basin Jail and has since been released on bail. Nicholas Sanchez was arrested for investigation into parole violations and booked at the West Valley Detention Center, where he is being held without bail. The Yucca Valley Town Council is taking another step towards developing the Aquatics and Recreation Center. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with that and more on tonight's meeting.
Following a public hearing on the Aztec Mobile Homes conduit financing, the town of Yucca Valley plans to move ahead with the Aquatics and Recreation Center at tonight's meeting. The town council will review several resolutions related to the project and plans to award the construction contract to Robert Clapper Construction Services Incorporated of Rialto. The town council will also review several matters related to Measure Y funds. The council will consider submitted applications for the Revenue Measure Oversight Commission, after which they will recommend one applicant's appointment for 1 year of service from now through next April. Formed in 2021, the Revenue Measure Oversight Commission is an opportunity for community members to have a say in fund distribution. The town council will also approve allocations for the Measure Y partnership funds totaling $100,000 and direct staff to incorporate funding for public art and homelessness partnership programs for the 2024 through 2026 fiscal year budget. Lastly, the town council will receive a report on sidewalk and street vendors. Town staff surveyed neighboring jurisdictions regarding their regulations on vendors and food trucks. The town council will review their findings and consider the general standards that would be necessary should Yucca Valley choose to adopt a new policy in the future. Tonight's meeting is open to the public and begins at 6 p.m. at the Yucca Valley Community Center. Reporting for Z1077, this is Adeline J. Wells.
A teacher and student from Condor Elementary School were honored by the 29 Palms Rotary Club last week. Condor Elementary Principal Rich Romo introduced the honorees, announcing the Student of the Month as Emma Corbin, who was honored as a soaring condor for being calm and focused with a great attitude and a shining smile. Romo then introduced Gabby Crank as Teacher of the Month, noting her great classroom management and saying, quote, "She is the best first-year teacher I have ever seen." The Rotary Club of 29 Palms is part of an international organization dedicated to community service and world peace. Boxo Projects will be hosting an ecologically-minded immersive performance artwork by Bay Area producer Connie McKenzie this weekend. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas shares the deets behind the project called Borrowed.
Please join Boxo Projects for an immersive experience in Joshua Tree National Park, May 11th and 12th. Connie McKenzie, a Bay Area producer, is a multidisciplinary artist with a primary focus in dance theater, video production, mixed media, and photography. Her production of Borrowed addresses the urgent need for action against climate change and its impact on marginalized communities. This immersive performance art experience enables audiences to examine how humanity has disproportionately used Earth's resources, borrowing time from the planet, marginalized communities, and ourselves. Through nature and the arts, Borrowed offers a unique opportunity for self-discovery and aims to increase synchrony between the community and the environment. Performances will be Saturday, May 11th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, May 12th at 10 a.m. at the Black Rock Nature Center in Joshua Tree National Park. Admission is free, as is entry to the park entrance at Black Rock. Reporting for Z1077, this is arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
If your youngster is ready to take their hoops game to the next level, the 29 Palms Parks and Recreation Department has announced the return of Coach Snyder's basketball camp. Open to players ages 8 through 14, this week-long immersive basketball program will run from June 10th through June 14th. The program will cover essential basketball fundamentals, including ball handling techniques, passing precision, shooting accuracy, and both defensive and offensive strategies. Led by seasoned coach Michael Schneider with assistance from the 29 Palms High School girls basketball players, attendees can expect personalized instruction and skill-building exercises to elevate their game to the next level. Registration for Coach Schneider's basketball camp is $80 per player. You can register right now through the end of the month at 29palms.org. For more information, contact Coach Michael Schneider by email at a link in this story at z1077fm.com. And finally, the VA hospital Loma Linda is looking for volunteers to drive veterans from Morongo Valley to Loma Linda during the week for their VA appointments. Government vans are provided for your use. If you're looking to contribute to our veterans, this is a great opportunity. You don't have to be a veteran to be a VA driver. If you would like to volunteer, call Stephanie Munoz at 909-583-6011. If you're a veteran in need of a ride to your Loma Linda VA hospital appointment, call Daryl Bush at 909-583-6116. This is a great opportunity to help veterans access their vital services. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.